started.
We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Invocation by Member Dean, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. The clerk will now call the roll.
Knuckles?
Here.
Owens? Rakowskis?
Here.
Renner?
Here.
Segabiano?
Here.
Selzer?
Here.
Sweeney?
Here.
Ahart?
Present.
Baggett? Whoops. Bostic? Butler?
Here.
Casely?
Here.
Cavallini?
Here.
Clark?
Here.
Dean?
Present.
Gordon?
Here.
Harding?
Here.
Hasselton?
Here.
Moss?
Here.
And Sorensen?
Present. 18 members present. We have a quorum. 18 members present. We have a quorum. There are no requests from the public. Consent agenda is on the is presented. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion Casely. Second Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The Executive Committee, Vice Chairman Selzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first item we bring for consideration of the board is a request for approval of an ordinance establishing the county board meeting dates for the calendar year 2008, and I move it.
We have a motion, Selzer, second Owens. Question, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The next item we bring is a request for approval of an ordinance establishing the holiday schedule for the year 2008, and I would move that.
Motion Selzer, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The final item we bring for action is a request for approval of emergency appropriation ordinance amending the 2007 budget for Show Bus and Safe Havens grants, and I'll move that.
Motion Selzer, second Ahart. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report's on page 119 to 128, and if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you. Any questions for Vice Chairman Selzer? None heard. Property Committee. Vice Chairman Harding.
Good morning. We have four items before you today. Item B1A, request approval of an ordinance amending an ordinance adopting and enacting rules and regulations pertaining to the public use of all county parks and recreational areas and providing for the enforcement of said ordinances and fixing of penalties for its violation, amending Chapter 35 of the McLean County Code Parks. It's a fee increase, Parks and Recreation Department, and I move it.
We have a motion, Harding, second Selzer. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
1B, request approval of lease and contract extension agreement number 5, extending the lease of the courthouse building and the contract for operation and maintenance, all dated December 3rd, 2002, and I move it.
Motion Harding, second Dean. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
1C, request approval of attachment number 17 to the lease and operation and maintenance agreement of the Law and Justice Center. And I move it.
Motion Harding, second Owens. Question, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
B1D, request approval of attachment number 6 to amendment to lease an operation maintenance agreement for the city/county office building, and I move it.
We have a motion, Harding, second, Selzer. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report is on page 138 to 143. If you have any questions, save them for Diane.
Are there any questions for Vice Chairman Harding or pended for Diane? None heard. Thank you very much. Finance Committee Chairman Selzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We bring seven items for action this morning. The first one's a request for approval of an intergovernmental agreement for rural public transportation between McLean, Livingston, Ford, Iroquois, and DeWitt County, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just a side note. I had an opportunity to talk to the state about the way we're doing this with multiple counties, and it really is a role model for a lot of other counties for rural transportation. So we should all be very proud of these agreements we put together and what our staff has done to make that work. So.
Great, thank you. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next item is a request for approval of an ordinance for the McLean County Board amending the 2007 budget the fund 0102, the dental sealant grant that was received from the Health Department, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Kaisley. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
This next item was brought so it helps us be coterminous, if you will, or coincide with the new state ordinance that's going in. And it's a request for approval of an ordinance repealing our ordinance regulating smoking in public places of employment in the unincorporated areas of McLean County, and I would move it.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion? Mr. Hoselton.
Do we need a date on that, December 31st?
It's in the ordinance.
Okay.
There is just, if you'll note in the ordinance, it also says December 31st or as long as, I believe, the state ban goes into effect. So if for some reason the state ban is repealed on an appeal by somebody, ours would then still take over.
Other questions or comments? Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Next item we bring is a request for approval of the proposed 2008 private pay rate in the nursing home, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Owens. Question, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next item is a request for approval of a memorandum of agreement between the McLean County Law Library, McLean County Bar Association, and Circuit Court, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The next item is request for approval of a resolution of the McLean County Board approving the CDAP revolving loan fund submitted by Midwest Molding Solutions in Bloomington, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Knuckles. Questions, comments, or discussion? Member Cavallini.
I noticed that there was an interesting discussion among the committee members. I'm just curious, how many loans like this do we make a year, and what's the process of who gets on the list for these loans?
We used to make, we probably have, I'm guessing, right around 8 or 9 loans in place right now. We've made more in the last 18 months or so than we have probably in the 4 or 5 years preceding that. It used to be that the Finance Committee sat really as a credit committee to review these applications, and when Chairman Sweeney, before he left, they put a new agreement in place with the Economic Development Council, and there's some independent bankers along with the Economic Development Council that sit on a committee who review these loans along with the county administrator to make sure of their credit worthiness, and they come to the Finance Committee now with much better background for those decisions to be made. So it's really initiated by the local banker, and the local banker then would take it to the EDC where it would be vetted and looked at to see if they qualify for the funds available, and then it would come to the county for approval and payment. And then all the loan interest on those goes back into the fund to continue the fund. I believe, I don't know what the initial grant was. Do you remember, John? $500,000, and our balance today exceeds that, plus we have a number of loans outstanding. So the $500,000 probably is worth somewhere around $1 million with the assets. I don't remember off the top of my head, 800, 900,000?
800.
So it continues to grow and continues to be a vehicle. Plus, it's covered the losses of a couple, two loans that I can recall that have filed for bankruptcy that we didn't get repayment for.
Segubiano.
Yeah, thank you. But it's also fair to point out, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, we're the last resources for those individuals attempting to increase their loan. And we're also the last one to be compensated should they take bankruptcy. So that's a good process, but it's fair for everybody to understand that we are the last resource for them to obtain this loan.
Yes, we generally have no collateral of a lot of worth when they come to us, but it's that bridge loan that the borrower needs, where they've gone to the bank and they can to make this business work and create these jobs, where they're short X dollars of equity. So that's where we step in to help that and hopefully then spur economic development as a result.
Member Casely?
Is this program generally known by the bankers throughout the county?
Yes. The EDC has done a really good job. Marty's gone out and met with the bankers, and he's done an excellent job in the last really couple years promoting it after that agreement was put in place.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? Knuckles.
I may have missed this number. How many active loans do we currently have now with businesses?
I thought 11, and I made that up. So,
but is Becky?
And I would have believed you.
Becky, do you know off the top of your head? All right, so 5 paid loans out of the fund, 1 pending. Right, 5 rolling, 1 pending funding.
Right.
Or final payout, and then this one, which we're being asked to approve today. So 7 total.
But just so you know, I didn't totally make up 11. We did have 2 that had bankruptcies that were written off, and we have, I don't remember the number, 2 or 3 that have gone through the program and paid in full. So I think we've served about a dozen people.
Other questions?
Some pretty successful businesses, I think, out of those loans. I know that this deli was our most recent one that opened up. I think I pronounced that name restaurant correctly. That's one of ours, right?
Yeah, it was Gridiron Brew Works when we approved it. It's now, the name of it ended up being Distill, yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? We have a motion, Selzer, second. Knuckles to approve as presented from the Finance Committee. No other questions, comments, or discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Final action we bring for final item for action is a request approval of a resolution of the McLean County Board approving the general compensation plan for non-union employees for the fiscal year 2008, and I would move it.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report you'll find on pages 181 to 198, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody may have.
Are there any questions for Chairman Selzer? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings several items for action. Item D1A is request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the fiscal year 2007 combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance in the general fund 001 and the circuit court's office 0016, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Ahart. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And item D1B is request approval of the Illinois State Police Task Force 6 Multi-Jurisdictional Narcotics Unit Grant number 405220 in the Sheriff's Department, and I so move that.
Motion, Renner, second, Hosselton. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Just to clarify, this is a pass-through grant where there are no financial obligations to the county.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And then item D1C is request approval of the resolution of the McLean County Board authorizing participation as a member in the Illinois Emergency Management Mutual Aid System response pursuant to an intergovernmental agreement by and between the County of McLean and the Illinois Emergency Services Management Association, and I so move that.
Motion, Renner, second, Dean. I'm sorry, Moss, not Dean. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And our general report is found on pages 221 to 235, and I would call everyone's attention to some of the drug court statistics that were presented on page 229 of your packet. And it certainly tells you a fair amount about the screening process and eligibility, and then of course the acceptance rate, and so we're continuing to look very closely at this new program.
Are there any questions for Chairman Renner? Member Salazar.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have two questions, and I think it go at the end or it could come here, so I don't want to bypass what Justice may already have an answer for. But as I've been listening to the news and reading the paper about some of the shortfalls in Bloomington's funding, which is really unfortunate, two things came to mind over the past year that have impacted the county as well. You know, the first of which is Lifeline ambulance closing, which has had an impact on, I'm sure, the county in a lot of different ways. And the second is the Bloomington's withdrawal from Metcom and their establishment of their own center, which I'm sure has cost them millions of dollars. But from our perspective, what I'm curious about is if we could either, if you have information or if not, if we could maybe find some information that could come back to the whole board via a request to all the rural fire chiefs and ambulance associations to say, how are you doing? Is there an unmet need? Just so that we know, because there are still federal grants and other things that we might be able to apply as a county to help them. I just don't know, and I don't know if anybody here knows how they've been impacted with the change in the ambulance services. And then the second is to check with Metcom. To my knowledge, we've not had any complaints at all, like there were at one time with radios and other things. And I don't believe we have a staffing issue out there since Bloomington opened their center. I'm just curious if we could maybe get some kind of an update through the committee on those two topics.
I would say just anecdotally, and John can weigh in, we have certainly heard issues of, well, Bloomington, for example, Bloomington City Council talked about recently the savings they were going to see as a result of Metcom, which of course is not the case. From our inquiries, we find that there don't seem to be critical staffing issues. I don't think we've had an increase, a spike in any kind of complaints. In spite of the fact that Rome was supposed to fall, if Bloomington were still a member of Metcom, we don't find people having heart attacks and dying just over Division Street, but not once they're on the other side. So I would say from those standpoints, I think it's fairly clear that the city of Bloomington spent millions of dollars for nothing other than a bureaucratic power play. John?
In response to your second concern, there have been very few, if any, problem reports that have come in. And in fact, staffing, the vacancies that we have are tracking pretty much consistent with what we had, you know, before the split. I will say that we have established Metcom and the City of Bloomington's Dispatch Center have established an excellent working relationship. They work very well together. They back one another up. When there have been situations where, for whatever reason, whether it's because of weather or whether it's because of call volume, and one or the other needs to step in and assume the responsibility, that has happened seamlessly. The supervisory staff at the two facilities and the directors at the two facilities meet on a regular basis and work very, very well together. So even though I think everyone would agree that it's unfortunate that we weren't able to keep everybody together, the result has been, as far as Metcom is concerned, you know, we don't have the problem reports being generated that we had previously. Our staffing issues haven't changed dramatically in terms of having more difficulty recruiting people or training people. And in fact, with time, the working relationship between the two facilities is excellent.
Well, that's what I was looking for, just to find out how we're doing on both of those fronts. So thank you.
Any other questions for Chairman Renner? Member Moss?
Not really a question, but a comment. I guess I would take exception to the reference to a bureaucratic power play. I think we all know the history of how that came about, and it was done properly and within the terms of the agreement that existed at the time, and plenty of time was given as terms of notice. So I would I'm constantly dismayed at the references like that to something that was done properly and with due notice. And the other comment I would make is I guess I'm not sure of the reference to savings that were to be seen when Bloomington opened its own center. I believe it was done primarily because of a performance problem issue with Metcom. I don't know how you can expect to spend $2 million and see a savings. Thank you.
Noted.
First of all, the comment that I made was made by a city council member at about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He was expecting to see savings. Excuse me. And the bureaucratic power play is not that it was done improperly. It's that just that I looked at the evidence, and it didn't seem to match up with many of the conclusions of the city of Bloomington that I heard. And so that's what I mean by bureaucratic power play. The evidence suggested one thing. Everybody else in McLean County, and the decision makers of Normal, the rural fire departments, McLean County, the sheriff's department, nobody seemed to see things in the way that the city of Bloomington did. And so that's what I meant by bureaucratic power play.
Any other questions, comments, or discussion? Member Segubiano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had three items I was going to discuss under other, but one of them was MedCom, and I had some questions regards to MedCom. Our county administrator asked him in regards to that. He satisfied my question in regards to that. But for, you know, the board's information, I had the opportunity to talk to a Bloomington City Councilman, you know, as a resident of Bloomington, talking about their shortfall, and I mentioned MedCom. His answer simply was, that's water over the bridge. The issue's done.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. I apologize. I may have been a little quick on the mic under finance. Member Ahart, did you have a question of Chairman Selzer? No?
Okay.
I apologize. Okay. Could you make something up so I won't look bad? Land Use Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Land Use and Development Committee brings no items for action to the County Board this morning. Our general report may be found in the packet on pages 236 through 245, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Very good. Are there any questions for Chairman Gordon? None heard. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hosselton.
Mr. Chairman, we have no items to present to the board at this time, and our information can be found in 246 to 252. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Chairman Hosselton? Member Selzer.
I would just be remiss if I didn't ask how the salt was. Our former chairman used to give us an update regularly in the winter.
The head of the department said that we have enough salt for at least 2 or 3 days.
Thanks.
But all the roads are in good shape right now.
I just promised Duffy I'd always ask you that.
Yeah, I get a message now and then from him myself.
Are there any other questions? I hesitate to ask. Very good. It would now be appropriate to take a motion to go into executive session to discuss pending litigation. Motion Gordon, second Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor of going into executive session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. As soon as we can clear the chamber, we'll go into executive session.